Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Greg Deering. My guest today is K-State farm analyst Lavelle Windsor, an instructor for Finances on the Farm, an online program designed to enhance farm management skills. Lavelle, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on, Greg.
This class, obviously, Finances on the Farm, you're dealing with farmers and their incomes. Who is the target audience beyond that, and how much interest has this class drawn here?
Yeah, so the target audience for this course is farmers and ranchers, their spouses, their children, anyone who is a key stakeholder in a farm. And where the concept of this course came from is a year ago, so in January and February of 2020, Robin Reed and myself offered this as a four-part financial series that was in 32 locations across the state. And there were about 700 participants who were involved. And we had just tremendous response from that the information was really good and helpful, and that people would like to be able to take the course with their spouse or their children or others that are involved in their farm. So we retooled the information and recorded it and then developed it into a course so that people can take that in the privacy of their own home, at their own pace, with whomever they'd like to take the course with.
What are some of the takeaways that past participants have told you about that they've gotten? And I mean, what are some of the topics covered in this online class?
Yeah, so the main topics that are covered are record keeping, balance sheet, income statement, cash flow, family living expenses, and goal setting. So those basic financial pieces that we all need to focus on our farm. And ultimately, I've worked with farmers and ranchers for a number of years at their kitchen tables, going over their finances. And there are just some key takeaways that people can have. There's ways that their lenders look at their books. There's things that people do. And we tried to bring those nuggets of information into the course. And, you know, a lot of people, they've done balance sheets, they do record keeping, they may or may not prepare cash flow for themselves, but just trying to take that a little further down the way. So ultimately, people can use their records as a management tool on their own farm and help them to make better decisions for their businesses.
I would assume that there is probably value even for people who have done this for years of just getting a refresher or seeing a new way of looking at these things. Is that correct?
I think that's probably the key. Hopefully we give you a little different insight or a little different twist to how you might look at those records. And we had in the four-part series that we did a year ago, we had people who were in college that took the course all the way up to, I know there was a lady that was in her 80s who took the course. So all ages and stages. You know, some people, they had hardly ever seen this information before, so they were really learning a lot. Other people that had been doing it for several years took away some little tidbits, and they gave us that as feedback that they still found the course valuable because they were able to take a few things away that were different than what they had done before.
What other benefits are there to completing this class?
Yeah, so there's actually two courses that are available. The material is the same in both of them. One is for education only, and that is you go through that, you gain the education, and hopefully you can use that to implement on your own farm. The other piece is there is one of the courses is for FSA borrower's credit. And so when somebody has an FSA or a farm service agency loan, one of the requirements is that they have to do some further financial training or education. And our course is approved to allow them to get that FSA borrower training. Now, the difference between the two courses of education only or the FSA borrower training is that in the FSA borrower training course, they do have to complete the activities. We have to grade them. And then there's a final exam that they do have to take and complete successfully. And then they'll be issued a certificate at the end that they can then take to their FSA office. And that is for these courses, anyone across the United States can take these courses if they want to, but the FSA borrower training is only at this time is only approved in the state of Kansas.
What are some of those activities and what does that exam look like?
Most of the sessions will have an activity at the end of it to back up the concepts that we're trying to help the students to learn. And there's actually two sets of activities that participants will have access to. One set is based on what we would consider probably a traditional Kansas farm, and it's based on crops and cattle. And then the other activity is for a farm that is a vegetable farm, CSA, farmer market type farm. And so both of those activities will go through with a series of questions to try and reinforce the concepts. And I should say that both of those activities are based upon farms, actual farms. And so the information hopefully is very relevant and true to what you would actually maybe be facing on your farm or what some of those challenges might be.
Stick around for more about finances on the farm after this short break.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
We're back with farm analyst Lavelle Windsor talking about finances on the farm. Lavelle, you mentioned this began as a four-part series last year. Was that in person?
Yes. So those were in person, and there were 32 extension offices across the state that hosted people. And those were, I think probably the smallest groups were about 10 or so. And there were some of the groups that were all the way up to about 35 or so. And, you know, we would love to do things in person if we could. The networking was wonderful. But the wonderful thing about doing it as a course is that you can do it as a family. And hopefully both spouses or spouses and children can take away some things that help their farm altogether to be better in the financial realm.
And that is one of the benefits of having an online course. People can do it at on their own time with the people that they believe would be best served by it. What was it like adapting this to an online course?
You know, it wasn't too bad because a lot of the financial material is very similar. But it's easier when you're in person because you get instant feedback back and forth of the levels. But we did take a lot of the feedback that we had from the in-person course and revamp some of the things. A good example of that is with the income statement. One of the pieces to do an accrual adjusted income statement is a piece that should be involved with that is your depreciation as well. And so I revamped that section to go through depreciation, the differences between Section 179 and a straight line depreciation and some of those pieces. So some of that information was modified a little bit to hopefully make that easier for people to understand.
The class is underway now. Is there a deadline for when people need to sign up and where should they go if they want more information about it?
Yeah, so to sign up, the best way to do that is probably to go to agmanager.info, and then under the events tab, the course is there, and you can sign. There's a link there that you can go to either choose the education only or the FSA borrower's training, whichever course better fits your needs. And once a person signs up for that course, it is open to them for 6 months. I would probably recommend that you plan to take the course over about a month or so. If you do one to two of the coursework activities per week, that way you can have time to actually implement that information into your own operation. So I think probably around a month is the ideal time frame, but you will have the availability for 6 months once you sign up for it. And this course will be out there for a year. It'll be open until December. And then we hope to roll out, maybe do some slight modifications to it and then have it available again next year as well. The benefit to doing it right now is most farmers and ranchers are doing a lot of paperwork. And we intentionally released it here in the month of January because most people are building their balance sheets. They're planning their cash flow for the year. They're doing all of those things right now anyways. So it fits nicely with the activities that you're probably already doing on the farm anyways.
Great. Is there anything else prospective class members should know going into this?
You know, we would just really ask you if you decide to sign up for it, just really take the time to try to learn something new or take away. We really did try to put nuggets in there that hopefully are a little different. Maybe the way that we've seen lenders look at balance sheets or things like that, that hopefully are just key little pieces that you can take away for your own operation. The other thing is there's about 3.5 hours of course material in these courses, but the videos are all divided up into, I think probably about the longest is around 15 minutes. We tried to make it so it's not death by lecture. It's a, you know, in little nuggets that you can take pieces away and then go do something else if you need to, and then come back to it.
I believe that's all the time we have today. Lavelle, thank you for joining me.
Okay, thank you so much, Greg.
That's it for this edition of Inside Ag. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. From Manhattan, I'm Greg Deering for Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. Inside Ag is made possible by Kansas Farm Bureau members in each of the state's 105 counties. To become a member, visit www.kfb.org/join.